Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that astounds. From the final lexicon, watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words dawdle and inspiration. The air is so thick with tension, you could cut it with a tension-cutting knife. Look, it's Word Girl. Oh, Word Girl, you saved the day again. Your heroics, big and small, are an inspiration to us all.
An inspiration? Huh, I don't know.
You don't? Why not?
Well, an inspiration is someone with such good behavior that she makes other people want to be their very best.
That pretty much sums you up. Now, it just so happens that we're celebrating Inspiration Day next week, and I'm looking for someone to give the inspirational big speech. Hey, could you do it?
Okay. You know, I've got lots of inspiring things to say, like...
No, don't give it away. Save it for the speech.
See you next week, then. Come on, Huggy.
The next day at the Botsford residence...
So, Word Girl's inspirational speech is coming up. Pretty exciting, huh?
I am counting down the days. There are 3 days left.
I wonder if... And I'm just running this idea by you as a total guess. Maybe her speech will be about... Word Girl's favorite colors? Pretty good idea, right? That would probably inspire people to think about their own favorite colors.
That's an okay idea if you're a regular kid, but I bet Word Girl will come up with an even better idea than that since she is a superhero.
So, maybe Word Girl could talk about her favorite food then?
Becky, it's Word Girl? I bet her speech will be brilliant. Birds will want to fly higher. Gophers will want to dig deeper.
The time she replaced a light bulb?
Becky, why are you trying so hard to come up with an inspirational speech idea? Word Girl's the one who has to talk in front of all the teachers and the parents and the principal and every kid in the school and the class pets and the Word Girl Appreciation Society.
It's the morning of the speech, and it looks like Becky's going over all the inspirational things Word Girl will be saying.
People ask me, is it my amazing vocabulary that makes me a hero? And I say no. It's also my ability to fly and my super hearing. So the point is, you should all get super hearing. Aww, this is incredible!
Hey, a paper volcano. You know that's exactly what I do when I'm dawdling instead of doing homework?
It is?
Yeah, but thinking about Word Girl's speech inspired me to finish all my homework last night. It's like she's inspiring me already and she hasn't even given her speech yet. That's how inspirational Word Girl is.
Wow. Do you remember what she hasn't said yet that inspired you?
Huh? Becky, quit dawdling and let's get to school. Word Girl's supposed to be there today. Unless she has to do something more important, like fighting a bad guy or something.
That is more important than a speech. TJ, I'll meet you at school. I just remembered I have to brush my homework.
Brush my homework?
Across town, in Dr. Two Brain's evil lair.
Stop right there! You won't get away with this, Dr. Two Brain!
Huh? I won't get away with drinking a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice?
Oh, don't you mean freshly stolen orange juice?
No, squeezed. Fresh from my orange tree over there.
Oh.
Look, word girl, you can't just barge into a villain's lair for no reason.
I have a reason. I'm stopping crime. And if stopping crime keeps me from doing my Inspiration Day speech, well, that's a sacrifice I'll just have to make. Okay, the truth is, I don't want to give the speech because I can't think of anything to say.
Well, that is bad. Oh, you could talk about your favorite color. Your favorite words?
I thought of those ideas too, but this speech is for Inspiration Day, which means it has to be so good, it makes people want to do something great or create something beautiful.
Well, look, I think you're making this harder than it needs to be.
Really?
Your word, girl. Your actions inspire people more than anything you could say.
You think?
You could go on stage and talk about what you ate for breakfast and they'd be happy.
Yeah. Hey, cool remote control.
Now you're just dawdling.
I know. I guess I'd better get over to the school. Unless you're willing to, planning on committing a crime. Maybe you can rob the cheese delivery van.
That sounds like it's full of cheese. I'll think about it.
Yes! Thanks, Dr. Two Brains.
But I'm not making any promises.
Later at school, everyone is excited to hear Word Girl's speech. But Word Girl keeps dawdling.
I am not dawdling. I am thinking about what to say. And you interrupting me isn't helping.
Sorry.
Uh-oh, I hear trouble. Sounds like a job for Word Girl. If it isn't Dr. Two Brains, robbing the hardware store, eh?
He wasn't robbing me. Look, he's in the middle of handing me money.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm surprised to see you here and not trying to rob the cheese delivery van like you said you would.
I said I'd think about it. And then I thought, hey, if I'm gonna do it, I'll need a new ray. But I was running low on bolts and duct tape, so zip, off to the store.
Yeah, please stop dawdling.
Dawdles? Oh no, hide!
I'm not sure you know what the word dawdle means.
No, but it sounds dangerous, doesn't it?
Dawdle.
This may take a while, but I'll try to explain what the word dawdle means. Let's see. Dawdle. Dawdle. How should I explain this?
Oh, brother. Just look at yourself, word girl. Dawdling instead of defining the word dawdle. Too bad the word of the day wasn't ironic.
Okay. Dawdle is a word that means you're supposed to do one thing, but you waste time doing a bunch of other little things instead.
Oh, so dawdling isn't a crime. I thought you were going to commit a crime.
So did I. And soon. And if you do, you can bet I'll do whatever it takes to stop you, even if it takes all day. Because I have nothing to say that will be an inspiration to anyone.
Welcome to Inspiration Day. In a moment, I'll introduce our inspirational speaker, the never ever late Word Girl.
They're about to introduce me.
Thank goodness.
But there's still time for you to save me. So I hope you'll do the right thing and commit a crime. Breakfast is important for a superhero. And this morning, I had toast. That wasn't inspirational at all.
It's my honor to introduce the greatest hero this city has ever known. A girl who inspires us with her actions and her words. Please welcome Word Girl. I guess Word Girl had to zip off and stop a crime or something. Sure, it's important. She wouldn't just... Anyway, until she gets back, how would you children like to hear the inspirational story of how I became a principal?
Huh? Unlabeled cheese left alone in a park? Is it my birthday?
You've stolen the park bench cheese. That cheese didn't belong to you, and you ate it anyway. I call that stealing.
That was public bench cheese, and you know it. Look, that policeman's eating the cheese, too.
So I wasn't supposed to eat this cheese? Should I arrest myself?
You know, Word Girl, this day would be much easier for both of us if you'd just go give the speech.
I know, but why can't I think of anything inspirational to say?
Do you know how to talk?
Yes.
Good. Now get your inspirational self in front of a crowd, start talking, and boom, you're giving an inspirational speech.
How will I know what to say?
I don't know. How do you know what to say when you're talking to me?
It just comes out naturally.
Exactly. Get out of here.
Well, this has been a very inspirational conversation. I guess I don't need you to commit a crime after all.
Glad to hear it. Now hurry back to school and make with the blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Come on, Huggy.
You know, suddenly robbing that cheese delivery van seems like a fantastic idea. Come on, don't I deserve a little cheese for helping you?
Sure. Huggy?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
And that's when the superintendent came to me and said,
"Hey, look, Word Girl's back."
Let's hear it for Word Girl, everyone.
Sorry I'm late.
You were probably out fighting crime.
Yes, well, about that. I was nervous to talk in front of you because I couldn't think of anything inspirational to say.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So I spent the whole morning dawdling, looking for ways not to do the speech at all. But a wise man helped me understand that I was trying too hard to say something inspirational, and a person's actions are more of an inspiration anyway. So I thought that if I was honest about what a hard time I had thinking of this speech, you might find my struggle an inspiration.
You're more inspiring than ever, Word Girl!
Yeah! And so, once again, Word Girl was an inspiration to us all. And this time, she did it with her honesty as much as her words. Now don't waste time dawdling. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of... Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is apprehend. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes? Tell me.
Apprehend means to dress like a pirate, like Captain Tangent in that last scene, or like me this past Halloween. Check it out.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I did too dress like a pirate.
No, I mean the definition you gave for apprehend is incorrect.
I'm not following.
Yes, Phil!
Apprehend means to capture and take to jail. In all those clips, the police were apprehending the bad guys.
Correct! Congratulations, Phil! You are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Captain Tangent pirate costume! That seems a bit coincidental. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words original and laughable.
In a towering skyscraper high above the city, Mr. Big prepares his latest big, big evil plan.
And remember, don't come back until every last one of them has sold. It's time to begin phase one.
Right away, sir.
Soon, everyone in the city will have fuzzy bunny ears just like you, and then... Thanks to my plan, which is quite original, the city will be mine. Mine for the taking, all mine.
Oh, this plan doesn't sound very original.
Well, I'd say it is. Nice bunny.
Later at the grocery store's pet food aisle.
Okay, Bob, monkey chow. Pick a flavor, liver and onions or lemon meringue. What was that noise?
My mini dino. It's a pet that's also a wristwatch. It's a friend for life that never turns off.
Wow. What does he do?
He mostly just complains and eats. It's pretty cool.
Feed me. Scoops. Feed me. Scoops.
And how is that a fun toy?
I'm not sure yet, but my cousin Simon has one, so I got one too.
You know, Scoops.
Shh. Oh. He's finally sleeping.
Scoops, just because your older cousin thinks some fad is cool, doesn't mean you have to copy him.
Hey, what are those?
Brand new, everyone loves them, floppy, fuzzy, squishy bunny ears. Buy them now. Huh, these are probably...
Oh, this is it, Bunny Bunny. Phase one!
These are probably the silliest, most laughable things I've ever seen!
Hey, kids! Check me out!
Okay, Dad, you can take those off now. Someone might see you.
Hey, everyone! Look at him! He's wearing fuzzy bunny ears like a rabbit, but he's a human man! That is original and hilarious!
I want a pan now!
Whoa, one at a time. Woo! Personal space!
Didn't see that coming, but hey, I'll take it. Phase one is a success!
The scene was pure bundemonium yesterday at the local grocery store, home to the biggest new fad to sweep our city in years, wearing fuzzy pink bunny ears. The adorable headband sold like hotcakes, putting a smile on just about everyone's face, except for this surly little girl. The fad has been traced to this trend-setting area man. His unique and original idea has made everyone in town hop to it. And to him we say, ears to you. My, I am good at this.
How could this happen so fast?
Hey, Becky, where are your bunny ears?
Wait, Scoops, you have some too?
These are mine, you can't have them. Sorry, but it took me all night to find them. I wouldn't give these babies up for a lunchbox full of Bob's homemade pizza rollers.
Wait, the TV said the store was sold out. How'd you get those?
I traded for my mini dino.
Really? But you were so proud of it.
Was I? Hey, guys, cool ears. Wait up.
It sure seems like something strange is going on. Maybe it's me. Maybe I just don't get it. But then again, doing something just because everyone else is doing it doesn't feel very original. Original? Oh, it means fresh, unique, or new, not copied from someone or something else. Like when you made up the recipe for those pizza rollers. There's nothing else like them. They're original. No thanks.
Feed me, Scoops. Feed me, Scoops.
Excellent, my squishy bunny. This is working even better than I originally expected. Time for phase two.
Oh, this is getting good. I mean, the very next Squishy Bunny morning, back at the Squishy Bunny Botsfords.
It's seven Squishy Bunnies in the A&M, baby. And this town has bunny ear fever. Now perk up your bunny ears for this week's number one song, Do the Squishy Bunny Hop. Maybe it'll even make that grumpy little girl from the news lose her bunny ear blue.
Whoa, what's all this?
Fan mail. Suddenly I'm up to my ears in it. My real ears, that is.
To Delilah, keep reaching for those stars. Hop, hop, hop. Your pal, Big Man Bunny. Big Man Bunny?
That's what they call me. And they all want an autograph. Oh, Becky, could you and TJ walk to school today? I have way too many photos to sign. Thank you, Pumpkin. Dear Scoops.
This whole fad is almost laughable. I mean, don't you think it's a little strange that 2 days ago, nobody even cared about fuzzy bunny ears, and now they're all anyone will even talk about?
I don't know what to tell you, Bex. I mean, if I have to explain it to you, then...
Then what?
No, I mean, my face is the end of the sentence. If I have to explain it to you, then...
No! Squishy Bunny! Give him back!
Hang on. Mr. Big Industries!
I'll take those, thank you.
Of course! It has to be a Mr. Big mind control device. And we have to take him down. Come on, Huggy! He could be hiding out almost anywhere.
Look, my little squishy. See all the squishy bunnies? Yes, you do. Oh, who's a good bun bun?
Hold it right there, Mr. Big.
It's too late. Phase 2 is already operational.
Bah!
You're gonna use everyone's bunny ears as radio antenna for mind control, aren't you? So you can take over the city!
What? No! Phase 2 was building the blimp. Well, and writing the Squishy Bunny Hop song. That took forever. Okay, fine. There was going to be mind control.
I knew it!
Yes, congratulations. But once that big man bunny guy wore my bunny ears and got on the news...
You mean my dad? I mean, go on.
Well, they became a fad all on their own. I never even got around to using mind control. Because I didn't have to. After that, I was so busy selling bunny ears, all I had time to do was make a bathtub full of money.
Pretty good story, Mr. Big. Except for one thing. It's completely laughable.
Laughable? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, laughable. It means something that's so ridiculous, foolish, and silly that the idea of it can make you laugh all by itself. Like the idea of everyone just deciding all at once that they had to wear bunny ears, to me, is laughable.
Laughable, huh? So, you mean we should all laugh?
If you want to.
Okay. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Good time.
I never really thought this would turn into such a big fad, you know?
I know. It's a little strange, right?
Well, hey, you can't predict stuff like this, word girl. One minute they love it, then next minute, poof, gone. I bet this whole fad is gone by tomorrow.
What? No way. Everyone in the city is wearing bunny ears.
Yeah, except for that little grumpy girl on the news. But that's the way fads go, word girl. They can change in a hurry. See for yourself.
Can't believe it!
Hey, what can I say? Squishy Bunny here today, Squishy Bunny gone tomorrow. I try not to get too caught up in it myself.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Well, I guess technically you haven't done anything wrong, so... Are you sure there's really no mind control lever?
No mind control lever, I promise.
Okay, well, if you say so.
But there is a mind control velvet rope.
What?
With novelty sound effects.
No!
Townspeople of town name here, you must surrender to Mr. Big. Dear Mrs. Buttsford.
Now, why would you try that with me right here?
Hey, you can't get to the end of a Mr. Big story and not have a little mind control. I mean, you said it yourself. It's my thing.
Oh, this is getting more laughable by the minute.
So can we laugh again?
The very next day at school...
Wow, he was right.
Who was right?
Mr. Nothing. Nobody. Hey, where are your fuzzy bunny ears?
Bunny ears? Oh, wow, Becky. Don't make me laugh. Like, that's something I would be able to laugh at. What I mean is, it's practically...
Laughable?
Exactly. Yeah, bunny anything is pretty much completely over. Ever since yesterday at about supper time. Nah, this awesome flashback old school look is in now. TJ was the first one to do it.
Wait. TJ?
I heard he found the whole outfit in your dad's garage. It's a real original. Man, he is so cool.
Okay, stand back, guys. Stand back. Watch the threads.
Guitar riff!
So, once again, Word Girl cuts Mr. Big down to size. And TJ gets to trade in his bunny ears for something a little more original. And remember, if you like fun, excitement, and big, pink, squishy bunny blimps, it would be laughable to miss the next thrilling, action-packed episode of Word Girl.
Scopes.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word apprehend. Ready to play the bonus round?
All right.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for apprehend. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number one. It looks like the police are apprehending the amazing rope guy.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Captain Tangent pirate ship.
How am I supposed to get it home?
No idea. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!